Well, with the reopening of Long Island Phase 1 yesterday, it's deemed appropriate we get some words of encouragement as far as what it all means. And we could use a little, right, as we wait for Phase 2 in the next couple of weeks, hopefully sooner. He is a best-selling author. He has written a book called Empowering Our Children that pretty much is in every school district on Long Island and should be throughout the United States of America. He is a former congressional candidate, a mentor indeed. Patchogue Medford School District, 30-plus years. He has done it all. He has battled back from illness. He has maintained his composure throughout this quarantine period he is in. And he is indeed the godfather of the LI and the AM program. You know him well, Salvatore Nicosia. And I say a very good morning to the godfather. Sir, great to have you here on a Thursday.
We'll make it a good morning by our attitude towards it. We're alive and we're thinking, and we're able to listen to the voice of Long Island give us what's going on in the world and in the community and in Long Island itself. It's so good to hear your voice, Jay. And the weather isn't cooperating, but that's okay. It keeps people away from outside. I do want to say this. The school district did the right thing in keeping kids home from school. The unfortunate thing is that parents work. And when they go to work, they leave the children to their own design. And what they do is go out and play basketball, whatever they do, and touch each other, and don't realize that they become carriers when they come home. So it's a catch-22, and I hope that God is merciful and doesn't do that. But we have a virus that's very nefarious, and we've got to be careful about staying home indoors. I've been home now since March the 1st. I go out in the sun around my property. And if I have to go to the doctors, I get in a car. My daughter-in-law takes me there with her car. I go inside, take care, and go home right away. And basically, it's been a couple of months of discipline. And that's the thing. Americans have to recognize that we're in a real quandary as to how we deal with this virus, because it's coming back. And from what they say, it's going to be more prevalent and more nefarious. I use that word nefarious, more serious about catching it and having dire consequences. So that's the good news is that people are wearing masks. Those that aren't, shame on them. They should be wearing masks and carrying themselves and keeping the distance away from people and not going into crowds. It's a discipline. It's necessary. But, you know, it's amazing. Whoever thought we'd see a ball game with no people in the audience? And the baseball players are not supposed to high-five themselves or shake hands when they hit a homer or that kind of, or in the dugout. This is unbelievable. I never thought I would live in my 92-plus years something like this. But what? This is how we have to learn how to adapt ourselves. Our children have to be aware of how serious this is. It's not a fun and games. It's not just having school off. It's that we're serious, and that's something that we have to teach. It's a teaching time, teaching experience. And I'm so glad you've been bringing that out with your guests. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to put my two cents in. And since it's inflation, I'll put it 5 cents, okay?
Sal, let me ask you something, because you said something important at the beginning, and that was the schools. Now, you are a teacher for 3-plus decades. You know how important it is for kids to be in school. You look at the situation right now as far as parents having to go to work and everything else. Listen, what do you foresee in your crystal ball come September, where they will be a school season? That is the question, sir. Do you foresee kids going into the educational institutions come September? Parents have to get to work and everything else. It could present quite a problem. What do you see September?
They are doing something by having classes through the computers at home. The teachers are doing lessons and they're actually giving computers to kids to tune in and do that. Now, it's up to Governor Cuomo, Andrew Mario Cuomo, if you will. That's his father's name, his middle name. That he calls the shot. He's got a tremendous burden on his hands as to how he's going to handle this. He's been doing a pretty good job considering what he's got, but the children have to be completely protected and forget about going to school if there's going to be a situation where they go to school and get sick and then spread the disease more. So this coronavirus is very, 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 I don't know how to describe it. How did it come? How did they know it was coming? And when it's here, what are they doing about it? See, I'm staying home. I've been home now since March the 1st. I've been calling people up. People come to visit. They wave their hands outside. I wave back. And that's the new life, the way of life now until God comes along and says, okay, they've had their disease. Now let's make them have some life that's not. You've done a tremendous job under the stress of what's going on in this country right now. Think about how many people, 100,000. 100,000. That's a lot of people. That's 100,000 families and friends and funerals. Oh, God. I'll tell you, this is unbelievable. I pray for everybody today to stay safe and to realize that we've got to protect ourselves by staying home as much as possible and in our own immediate thing. And if anybody's and wear masks when you're outside and wear masks inside if you have to with people that are sick and people in the hospital. Oh, forget it. So it's being aware and doing something is what we need to do. And that would be good news if they do. The children have to be now conscious of that.
I tell you one thing, Sal. I'm glad you are in your house and not in a nursing home. What's your take on all this going on with the nursing homes? 5,600 people have died at nursing homes since the start of this thing. And thank goodness you are in the confines of your own home. What's your take? What are you thinking on that?
My take is it's devastating to the families that put them in a nursing home to enjoy the last days of their lives. You know, and instead, they found that it was a place where there was catching from one another, and the resistance and the immune system has been, you know, compromised when you reach the age of being in a nursing home. You're released in your 80s and 90s, and some of them are younger because they're just committed to that. And hospitals, nobody wants to go to the hospital, by the way. People think when you go to the hospital these days, you go home, you go there and you don't come back. That's the sad part of all this. And there's an anxiety that prevails, and we need to have courage. And I call it pluck. Patience, love, understanding, compassion, and kindness. PLUCK. That's my acronym for pluck, which means courage. And we need courage to endure this situation and help one another to play by the rules. And Shay, it's so good to know you. Really, I heard you this morning, and you really are one in a million, if not more than that.
Well, I thank you. A lot of people have been asking about you. I keep telling them you're fine. You know, you're going nuts like everyone else, like all of us. You know, listen, I have a mother-in-law who's a few years younger than you. We took her out a little bit on Sunday. It was like Christmas to her. You know, the fact of the matter is this is something that you have to endure, and it's going to be for a while. But in essence, we're glad you're healthy and safe and everything else, Godfather. So we thank you.
You got a new listener. A young boy named Timothy Costa Jr. He brought me a gift for his birthday, and he's going to come and visit and bring something for me, a surprise. And his father, Timothy Costa Sr., he's a student of mine from Christian school, and he works as a teacher in William Floyd, and his wife Christy teaches in Brentwood, and their home. Teaching their job, but there are a lot of parents that are working that I'll have to go out to work and leave the children to themselves. Hopefully they have an uncle or an aunt or a grandfather that can take care of them. So, you know, you take care, and thank you for your good wishes.
All right, my friend, you stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk. The godfather, ladies and gentlemen, of the LINAM program, his name, of course, the great Salvatore Nicosia, best-selling author. Check out that book, Empowering Our Children. Incredible.